Well met, adventurers, and welcome to Mage Productions. Today, we will be talking about the dwarves and Duergar from Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes. My name is Lee, and I'm joined by...
Joe.
And...
I'm Brad.
Awesome. We're getting better at this. Episode 2.
I'm feeling better already.
I know. Yeah. It's awesome.
Or maybe whatever by this like may the be. Third or 300th time, we'll actually kind of know what we're doing.
Be,
so
maybe be comfortable.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. It's a little awkward, and that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about fun, right?
Exactly.
That's what matters.
I mean, that's what most of this is, getting out of your shell, doing something different.
Yeah. So dwarves and Duergar. So in
dwarves.
Tome of Foes, the lore in this chapter mainly talks about how the Duergar came to be. It also talks a bit more about dwarves as a whole and kind of their roles in clans and their all-for-one mentality, that sort of thing, glory, and look at what I've created, it is the best thing ever. Maybe I should preface?
I think is the right word? I don't know. English?
I don't know.
Not like it's my first language.
This was saying that I personally don't like dwarves.
I had no idea you were racist.
Okay, well, let me say, I have no urge to play a dwarf. I've put dwarves into our world, Outer World.
Mm-hmm.
They're NPCs. You can interact with them. They have their roles and responsibilities within the world. I've just never been partial to them. And this chapter right here in Tome of Foes just, like, solidifies that even more for me.
See, dwarves for me are kind of like, all right, I want to throw on like this weird version of an Irish / Scottish accent and butcher my way through the English language. And I'm going to play a dude like a foot and a half shorter than I actually am. So let me do a dwarf.
It's totally like 2 feet shorter than you actually are.
Whatever.
The first time I ever played with you, you nailed the role-playing of a dwarf. And I was like, yeah. I want to keep gaming with this guy because I like his dwarf.
Well, I mean, that was the second time that we had played together.
That's true for you, that. Yes. Yeah. That was the first time I had played with Brad.
Yeah.
So,
and the group was born.
Yes.
Conceived. I mean, it was awesome.
Kind of. That was like pre-infancy at that point.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like the introduction when everything comes together on that magical night with the mood music.
And Joe and I left going, we have to play with Brad more.
Actually, we did.
We really did. Yeah.
Well, we have dwarves to thank for that,
we were
right?
Like,
and you're against them.
We left going, dude, Brad and Casey?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, let's do
that.
That
could be a lot of fun.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
That is fun.
And we have dwarves to thank,
yes.
Even though
you
mean,
don't like them.
Okay, all right. First, let's jump into this lore right
all right,
here.
So before you get into that lore real quick, sorry. let me preface my portion with, I don't know much of the lore on dwarves.
Right.
Literally, I just see dwarf. I'm like, dwarf. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of know what a dwarf is. They eat rocks, right? Like stone and stuff. So,
the people who are going to get that is just going to make it amazing.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where my head is with dwarves.
Yeah.
Like they're just there. They're little brawny, strong people, kind of a thing.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. I can kind of take them or leave them. It's whatever.
I get that.
Well, while we're sharing points of view, I've read, I think, all 33 Salvatore books written in the realms, which is the story of Drizzt, but...
Can I just applaud you?
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
He is 30 years old now.
Exactly.
He's also, he is front and center.
Oh, Drizzt is
on
the cover.
And look who's on the corner.
Oh, Gwynevar made the cover too?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Nice.
I had no idea. That's great to know. But I know the lens of dwarves through that story of Brunor Battlehammer,
right.
Which a lot of the arc of the story is around his...
It is.
And his...
Catabry.
His calling and
yeah.
Restoring of Gontalgrim. So I love reading the stories of dwarves and
mm-hmm.
how fun, challenging, and interesting they are. I'm floored that you're so racist against them.
Seriously.
What Could do you, we not
what,
word it like that?
What do you have against the little people?
All right. So let's jump into this.
They're people
all right?
too, okay?
They are people too, yes.
People
I didn't
too.
Say they weren't.
I'm sorry, they're humanoids also.
Ah, God.
Now that we made you feel completely bad.
I feel terrible about myself. Now
defend your stance on...
Okay.
Now convince me why I should hate dwarves also.
So, Duergar, they weren't always a race. They were actually a dwarven clan. So, you know, all dwarves, like, loyal to Morden. All that jazz, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So this clan of dwarves, known as Duergar, were digging one day. As dwarves do, dig a hole.
Their food.
Right.
They need rocks.
They need to eat rocks, yeah. So they're digging this hole, and then, like, they just get this urge, like, within their souls that they need to keep digging. So they start digging and digging, and the whole clan gets involved in digging this hole, and they're just going deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth. The old ones are dying out, and the young ones are like, I can feel it. It is just past this rock. Like, I'm going to keep going. I'm digging. So they keep going and keep going and keep going, and then poof, they end up in this hole. Standing on the other side of this hole, bunch of mind flayers and an elder brain. They've been brainwashing these dwarves to be like, come to me, be our slaves. So the mind flayers, the Illithid, they enslave this clan of dwarves known as the Duergar.
Is that why you hate them?
No. I understand that. So, alright. Over time, this particular dwarf called Lodiger? I don't know if I'm saying that.
Sure, why not?
Ends up...
PSA to everyone listening, we will absolutely butcher 90% of all of the words and names that come out.
I'm bad at names anyway, so...
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Right. It's whatever. You'll get
there's letters, we say them in a way. If you disagree, cool.
Right.
Tell us how to say it right.
So, this dwarf, Lodiger, whatever, ends up kind of rising above the other Duergar dwarves and becoming their leader. And he ends up escaping from the Illithid and somehow manages to make his way through the Underdark down to the River Styx and all the way into Hell. So he's going to Hell and he's looking for help. He needs to get his people out of the control of these Illithid and away. So the devils are kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever, dude. They don't really pay him much mind until they put him through these three tests, essentially, which he passes in flying colors. And the book kind of goes deeper in what those tests are, and they kind of have more meaning throughout lore. But he makes his way out, and he makes a deal with Asmodeus, who then says, all right, like, I'll help you. And they end up getting out of the enthrallment of these Illithid. And they make their way back up this big hole that they dug, back to the dwarves, and they're like, guys, you will never guess what just happened. And all the other dwarves are like, dude, it's like, we don't care. You guys left your post. Like, you've left your city. All your like, fires have gone cold. Like, that is not the way of the dwarves. That is not the way of Morden. Morden called out to you, and you did not respond. And they're like, whoa, hold on. Like, this is what happened. They explained the Illithid and all that kind of stuff. And they explained talking with Asmodeus. And they're like, you guys, like, made a deal with the devil? You can get out of here. And they pretty much kicked them out into the Underdark. So many years later, they go crazy. They go all dark skin, white eyes, white hair. Duergar are born from that.
Because the dwarves wouldn't let them back in.
The dwarves wouldn't let them back in. Yeah, they exiled them into the Underdark.
And now you're justified to hate the dwarves.
I know if justified is the right way to do it, but, I mean,
so,
it solidifies my...
It wasn't nice.
I don't... Hatred is not the right
word. So are you now a fan of the Duergar and a hater of all the rest of the dwarves?
All right.
Hate all dwarves equally?
I hate including all the dwarves equally. And I don't hate the dwarves.
What did the Duergar do to you?
They're crazy.
Well, that's because the rest of the dwarves were butts.
But, okay, so...
No, I get what you're saying.
I
It's like, rude.
That's kind of that is
this is a new twist on the lore of dwarves.
Yeah.
That Mordenkainen is shared. And I assume this is all his point of view of things, so...
Right. This is through his travels across the multiverse and all that kind of stuff. Kind of his talks with different gods. And
I like the twist. It makes it more personal. If I'm going to play a dwarf and encounter a dwarger, or vice versa, it makes the encounter more personal. Instead of just this, well, you are the evil version of me, which is more black and white. And this, it creates some gray area for some role-playing. I like that.
Right.
But that is some, like... It kind of takes away from the like, loyal...
Well...
Following puppy dog kind of view.
They are loyal to their own... And they are loyal to those that show loyalty.
Loyal to their own right up until somebody needs help?
So,
is kind of what that shows me there?
It is a chink in the armor of the regular dwarves. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. It's like, we're going to put on the facade of we're loyal, this and this, da-da-da-da-da. But when you need help, we're going to be like... No.
Turn their back on their own kind.
Well, and then when you're like, hey, guys, it's okay, we fixed the problem. We're like, no, we took all your land. We took all your stuff. Get out.
So to play a play on words and play devil's advocate here. So
let's see what you did.
Now he's going to be like, I love dwarves.
No. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
Just dwarves.
So they're very partial to Moradin, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everything is for the betterment of the community and for the betterment of their god and to kind of progress themselves onto themselves, right? So I not saying I agree with it, but I can understand the fact that, like, why didn't you call upon your god, Moradin, to come and help you? Maybe you couldn't hear you from the Underdark, or whatever that may be, but, like, you sought out a different god. You made a pact
with the with devil, that, literally.
With the literal devil, like, Asmodeus, the king of hell.
Yeah.
And... I mean, okay, I get it. Sure, it's crappy.
It's all a matter of point of view.
It is. But, like, devil's
advocate. But I like that.
Playing their point of view, like, it's screwed up. Both sides screwed up, sure.
So, safe to assume you can now play the full player character race of a Duergar.
Right.
Are there other sub-races in this book?
So, it...
For dwarves, I mean.
Right. So, let's... It goes through, like, all the different gods and then rules of conduct for dwarves and Duergar. But yes,
you have to follow rules now as a dwarf? What is this?
They have their way of life.
They were just supposed to be able to do whatever and, you know, mind things.
So what are the racial bonuses for a Duergar?
Racial bonuses for the Duergar are your strength increases by one. You have superior dark vision, so that's up to 120 feet. I mean, you live in the Underdark.
You're
cool.
The darkest of dark.
Right. But you also have sensitivity to light. So you go topside.
Pale skin.
It's going to hurt.
So they basically go like drow elf.
They are...
The drow version.
The drow version. Dwarves.
They're dwarf drow.
Exactly.
Is what they've done.
Yeah. They're also resilient, as dwarves are, Duergars are. So they have advantage on saving throws against illusions. And against being charmed or paralyzed. Which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. They also have Duergar magic, which they learned from the Illithid. So
that's powerful.
Yeah. Kind of through their conjunction with them, they gained the teachings, I guess.
Innate powers now.
Innate power.
Okay. Does it have any examples of that in there? Like, right. What did they get from the Illithid?
So they can enlarge and reduce their size, which is pretty amazing. They can also
how big can a dwarf be?
Yeah,
like, I want to know
how big can they enlarge themselves?
How big can a dwarf be? Is it like twice the size? Like half?
I can be a 10-foot tall dwarf now, or
so
more like a 6-foot tall dwarf would be my guess. So, yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'll have to look up the spell. It just says that they can enlarge, reduce spell.
That sounds
at your
fun.
Third level. Right.
Sounds fun.
It's awesome. Fifth level, they get invisibility.
Just get it.
Yeah, they just get it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need material components for it either. So. But you can't cast them when you're in direct sunlight. But once you cast it, sunlight has no effect on it. It's just if you're standing like in a field in the sun, can't cast it. And okay. Long rest.
So the Duergar were in the Sword Coast Adventurers Guide.
Yes, they
were. Is this the same version, just more lore, or is there or is there any differences?
As far as I'm aware, it's the same version.
Okay.
It's just a little more sounds like the in-depth same. Knowledge.
Okay. So we can now have 8-foot tall dwarves because they are able to enlarge to double their size.
So that's nice. True. You can have an 8-foot.
Wow. You can have an 8-foot tall. You can have a Goliath dwarf.
That sounds fun.
And that's
or you can have a gnome dwarf.
You can't walk around above the surface, so it's really tough on the ground.
I'm a tiny dwarf. You're like, I've always wanted to play something as small as a gnome, but I hate gnomes, so I always play dwarves.
I'll be a tiny dwarf.
I'll be a tiny dwarf.
But how long
isn't
does
that
it
redundant?
It really is. It really is.
So we be a tiny dwarf.
I'm a dwarven dwarf.
1 minute.
One. Okay.
Okay. For a minute.
I can be a tiny dwarf
really
for
can.
A minute.
For 10 rounds.
Yeah. Totally.
That is true.
But
all right, so what classes fit with this then?
So with your strength increased, I mean, you could go fighter.
Sure.
You could go rogue with it too, having the enlarge, reduce size of it.
In and
sticking
out
with shadows.
Yeah, as long as you can boost that dex a little bit.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
shrink down to 2 feet tall, disappear into a shadow, whatever, crawl through this tiny little hole and pop
right.
up a minute later. That's
invisibility at fifth level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like, pretty good.
A rogue sweet. Sounds actually pretty good for those.
I think a rogue would be awesome. I might actually play Duergar Rogue. I played that Duergar Paladin.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
For that
yes,
one
you did.
Off.
Yes, you did. That one shot.
Did.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, she was great. She was pretty awesome. I liked the enlarge. That was a cool extra kind of roleplay element.
I agree. I enjoyed experiencing it.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Poor Kyle, man.
So, no.
Well,
poor Kyle.
This is getting interesting.
So,
all right.
Moving on. Oh, thanks for making geez. It awkward.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here.
That's why we have you. I know.
It's your beard.
You know it.
I know it.
Best so are there new dwarf backgrounds introduced or adventure hooks or any other elements here?
We do get a few tables. We get things sort of... We get kind of group composition. So if me as a DM, if I wanted to make... a group of dwarves on the move, I now have tables that can help me with that. With guards, scouts, veterans. Also get group leaders, if that's a priest or a noble or a knight, things like that. Special allies, their purpose, special circumstances. You can also get tables on clan status, which I think is a lot of fun and has some interesting roleplay elements.
Does he have a hammer built in
so
to his armor in that picture?
The art for dwarves is pretty glorious.
That has got to be one of the coolest dwarves I have ever seen. Obviously, you can't see this picture.
His name is
well,
Balfrin
maybe not at this moment.
Ironheart.
But
how
this
cool.
dude has this giant orange mohawk. A glorious orange dwarf beard to match it. He is covered in tattoos, shirtless.
Yep.
And he has, like, these gauntlets, greaves, I don't know what you call them at this point, on his forearms. And one of them literally has a hammerhead built into it.
It does.
And you don't see his hand.
He also has, like, a steel kilt on.
He does.
Which I think is totally, like, a style I want to get into.
And these super awesome-looking, like... Metal boots.
Yeah.
This is a very metal dwarf.
He is.
Metal!
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, the art is awesome. The art is amazing.
The
little bit
the art
is
amazing.
Glanced at.
There is beer on
a
shield.
Oh, there's beer on a shield.
Of course there is. He's a dwarf.
Like, how cool is
amazing.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, so it goes into clan information. So you could roll your tables on your clan as a player, or I can just roll random clans for the world. You have adventure hooks, fun quirks. My favorite is water from the sky. It always surprises you. How hilarious is that?
You've lived your whole life underground.
I know.
Like, what is this?
And that works for all
stuff from the sky.
I get surprised every time it hits me in the face.
I was not prepared for that. It's amazing.
Do these clouds mean something?
That's right. That's good.
We also have very similar tables for the Duergar. So you have like the group composition and leaders and things like that. Then you have clan names, status, traits.
So they did it with dwarves also. They had the drow and the not drow tables for the elves. And now they have the Duergar and the not Duergar tables for the dwarves.
Very much so.
But there's no other playable subrace introduced here for a dwarf.
No, they do mention...
So the elves got three, it sounds like, and we get one here.
Yeah.
Which was kind of already in the Sword Coast Adventure
Guide. It was kind of already there.
So a lot of lore.
We do talk about gold dwarves.
Okay.
For a few paragraphs and shield dwarves, but it's just a little bit...
Nothing specific laid out.
Right, nothing really specific. No playable bit about it.
Just flavor.
Lore flavor, yeah. I'm sure it's something that you could work into your story or your background, your world, what have you. But
if you like dwarves.
What if I want to play a Golden Shield Duergar?
Then you're going to have to find another game to play in, right?
Not in Blee's game.
Not in my game.
That's right, he's racist again, so I can't be a dwarf in his game.
I'm never going to live this down.
No, you're not.
You should just end this episode now.
All right, we're just going to end it. For more information, check out our website at mageproductions.com.
Gonna do that awkward sign off now.
I love you.
Yeah,
that is that one. How we're gonna end?
Not
this?
That.
I hope not. Please help us. Please help us figure out how to do this.
We need a good sign off.
We're terrible, and we need help.
Yeah.
Please.
Do we have a contact form on our website?
I don't know. Didn't you build the website?
I didn't build it. Brad built it.
Brad.
Yes.
All right.
That answers.
Yes.
Or at least we will by the time you hear this.
Yes. Or you can find a way to contact
us soon,
so we can get a better outro. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. More content to come soon. I love you.